This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. HR&D earns a certificate from controlling body. Kanti likwazwe lafa iphoyisa abeligejane nowesifazane. Time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. After a comprehensive audit, MUT has been awarded a certificate by the South African Board for People Practices, the SABPP, National Governing Body for People Management Practices. SABPP sets international standards for HR and professionalizes people management. According to the report, MUT Human Resources System was audited to assess the overall governance, relevance, effectiveness, efficiency, and performance of its human resources functions against 13 of the PPG standard elements. In accordance with the HR audit framework, it is required that the human resources function achieves an average rating of 60% for each of the national PPG standard systems elements audited, as well as an overall average rating of 60%. To achieve the SABPP HR audit certification in respect of the elements audited, MET achieved 60% and above on 4 of the 13 PPG elements, the report said. The National People Practices and Governance Standards System is a framework that was established by the SABPP to set minimum good practices for human resource management and people practices within South African organizations. MET achieved an average rating of 60% or higher across the following standards: HR governance, risk and compliance, reward and recognition, employee wellness, which is employment relations management, and HR monitoring and evaluation. The SABPP HR audit report provides a comprehensive analysis of MET's performance against each of these standards. Sihlabela phambili ngodaba oluthi ukuphambana ngenkulumo okuthiwe akuthathanga isikhathi esingakanani phakathi kwesifazane nephoyisa lasekhathomano eThekwini ebelingekho emsebenzini iphethe ngokuphela kwempilo yephoyisa ngomgqibelo. Kulesi sigameko okwathiwa senzeke eduze kweshisanyama kwazaba ekhathomano kwakwazwa kwafa uSergeant Mondli Gabisa. Ngokusho komthombo, umufi ubehleli kule ndawo nomkakhe nabanye abangane bezijabulele ngesikhathi kusuka ingxabano phakathi kwakhe nomunye wesifazane. Uthe kuphela imizuzu elinganiselwa ku-20 umufi esaphefumula wase eshashona. Udadewabo kamufi, unkosikazi Mpho Gabisa, oseGoli ngokuhlala, uthe bawuthole umyalezo ngokubulawa kukamfowabo. UGabisa ubulawa nje ubesanda ukusinelwa unkosikazi Simphiwe Gabisa. Kwenzeka lesi sigameko nje, umndeni ubusazikhotha amanxeba ngokudutshulwa kubulawe udadewabo kamufi, unkosazana Zizipho Ntuntu Gabisa obeneminyaka engu-29, owadutshulwa wafa nomngani unkosazana Anele Mbokazi obeneminyaka engu-30 eKenville eThekwini ngo-Agasti nyakenye. Laba ababili babulawa umnumzane Lungani Mthethwa owayebakhiphile kuyiwe ebumnandini. Icala lagcina ligojela uMthethwa yedwa, wanikwa udilika jele. Kwathi umngani wakhe umnumzane Sandile Xhidi waphuma ngembobo yenalidi kulandela ukucela inkantolo ngokwenzeka kusuku lwesigameko. Okhulumela amaphoyisa KwaZulu-Natal uColonel Robert Nechwinda uthe amaphoyisa asekhathomana abophe abasola ababili ngecala lokubulala iphoyisa lakulesi siteshi ebelingekho emsebenzini. And finally, Kelly Khumalo has released her 11th studio album titled Rebirth, a 38-minute collection of 9 songs that explore love, faith, perseverance, and spiritual renewal. The project reflects a deeply personal journey showcasing a woman who has faced pain, embraced transformation, and found peace through faith. The album opens with Nganeno, a tender song about love and healing. Kelly sings, "Angicela usondele Nganeno, ngihlezi ngawe ngiphulukiswe," or "Please come closer, let me be healed by your presence," blending romantic and spiritual intimacy. The melodic arrangement sets a reflective tone for the rest of the album. A recap on your top stories this hour. HRND earns a certificate from controlling body. That is all from me today. Catch your next full news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I'm Sianda Kumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.